Blog Talk Radio.
Allow me to introduce.
Tommy and Billy and Judy and Edna, we on these crews to get better. I swear I'm hot off the top like a Lucifer sweater. I'm the Medusa beheader. Promise my ego is something you do should be scattered. Life is a dirty Diana, but I ain't judging to tell you the truth. I just met her. I feel like Gucci, I let her. Lift the ice cream off my face to get cool in this weather. Why would I stare at you haters? I and you was two different letters. Why would I snooze? It's a setup. Y'all niggas sleeping and snoozing and losing your cheddar. I don't know what low is. I am the highest. I'm feeling like spooning instead of turning the other cheek. We gon' return with a bucket each. And we gon' fill them with gasoline. And we gon' burn up a couple streets. I said instead of turning the other cheek, we gon' return with a bucket each. And we gon' fill them with gasoline. But we gon' burn up a couple streets.
Because that war. We got bullets, we got guns, that's that war. We gon' set them for your lungs, that's that war. We got sores on our tongues, that's that war. So don't come around and slum unless you want war. You want war, you want war, you want war. You want war, you want war, you want war. You want war, you want war. We got sores on our tongues, that's that war. Better not come around and slum.
Shit like Jeff Hardy, all my niggas animals, cause we grew up in safari. We turn parties, we turn shows, rolling papers with my bros. When we blow, who want war? Take a tour through these slums, they left us crumbs, that's all they left. Niggas steal like Grand Theft, niggas pets, niggas slime. I don't steal, I just rhyme. When I write these lines. If this is war, we dropping bombs. Atlanta, stand, I wasting time.
Got that war. We got bullets, we got guns. That's that war. We gon' send them for your lungs. That's that war. We got sores on our tongues. That's that war. So don't come around and slum unless you want war. You want war, you want war, you want war. You want war, you want war, you want war. We got sores on our tongues. That's that
All right, y'all. Welcome to Vine Mothers Radio. We're back for the part two of Is There a Disconnect Between the Elders and the Youth? We were left off talking about how there's a difference between those youth in the North and the South, and we were talking about a few things that were happening up North, where a lot of the young people are losing their lives. And we're told that it's because of the fact that, you know, they're not knowing how to resolve their differences besides picking up guns and all these other types of weapons and things. So, Papa Lox, are you still here with us?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you. There is a delay, though, between the time that I speak. So sometimes it may seem like I'm cutting you off, but that's not it. It's just that there's a delay. So I'll be thinking that, you know what I'm saying, it's a clear space. But, yeah, what about your daughter's friends? How is she saying that they behave? Are they okay with their parents, or is there still a situation?
Well, it all depends because, you know, with my daughter, she tells me all the time that her friends wish that I was their mother because I'm so cool with a lot of stuff and I talk to them. You know, I don't hide how I was when I was young. You know, I don't act like I never did nothing in my life.
I
use my experiences and try to tell them about my experiences so they won't go down the same path I did. And I think that's where a lot of parents go wrong with their children. Instead of talking to them, they try to make it seem like they holier than thou and like they never did nothing wrong in their life. You know.
Right. I was saying that last night. What do you think about the one caller, the young lady that called in and said that parents expect for the youth, you know, to live the life like as if their life is the same as ours, but she was saying that it's really different for the youth of today. What do you think about that being said?
Well, it is different because a lot of these children now is technology children. They was born with computers, you know. They was born with, you know, knowing how to operate computers coming out the womb. So when she made that statement, okay, it's good to feel that way, but, you know, it's not always like that because I always say, you know, days and time might change, but things still stay the same. It might be a little bit different each generation, but it's still the same thing. Just going back to the basics. You know, you might be a technology child, but I probably was born in, you know, back when the color TVs was coming in or whatever, you know. But still, everything that I did back in the day, they doing now, but it's much worse because you at this technology age.
Right.
Yeah, things change, but things still remain the same. You still got to go back to the basics. And that comes from your parents talking to you. You know, telling you about their experiences or looking at your grandparents' experiences or whatever, whoever's raising you. You know, you shouldn't act like you a saint and you know you didn't do it wrong. You know, you shouldn't be around talking about, well, I ain't never did that, just like smoking marijuana or whatever. I ain't never smoked marijuana. Why you smoking marijuana?
Ain't nobody smoking them tweeds. Ain't nobody smoking them tweeds and them grasses and twigs and shit. We smoking weed.
But
what you know,
it's
roll
just,
up the white boy. Roll up.
You know,
white
but
boy.
It's just
1.5. Damn.
You know, but they act like they ain't never did nothing in life, though. You know, but you weren't born. You know, you weren't born. You know, doing the right thing. So you had to grow up and make the mistakes. Just like our parents told us the same thing. We still made the mistakes, you know.
Right.
Because we always thought, well, that happened to you, and it ain't going to happen to me because it's another day and time. But no.
Right.
It's not a day and time. It's still the same. Yeah, it might be another day and time, but it's still the same.
Right.
You ain't doing nothing no different than what I did. And that's what I tell my children all the time. They wonder how I find out about a lot of stuff, because I did it. You know?
Yeah, they think they slick. They swear they slick. I'm trying to tell them, like, we ain't against you. We just want you to know that not to put too many rocks in your barrel before you get old. So you have to look back on yourself and realize how silly you were thinking that you were pulling the wool over your parents' eyes. We have a few callers on the line. If anybody wants to chime in or add to what's being said, I am not ignoring you, but you have to push the 1 on your phone's keypad so I can see that little garbage that they stick up on the side and know you on in. But, yeah, I think that it's interesting, you know, when she said it, because I know what she meant, because I was the same way. You know what I mean? But the truth of the matter is I found out that it doesn't change. The scenes may change. The faces may change. But the outcome of that particular scenario is still the same. If you're a hustle backwards-ass individual, I am not condoning hustling, but let me just tell you. If you are an individual that hustles and you are a hustle backwards individual, you need to take up another profession. What I mean by hustle backwards is, if you're making your money just to go out to eat at McDonald's when you're through, that's called hustling backwards. If you're making your money and know your ass can't run, and you out there on the block done got jammed up 991, done cost your ass, you got to bail yourself out, that's called hustling backwards. Find some other stuff to do. You don't need to be in the game. Y'all are messing it up. And those before you knew better. We knew better. We ain't going nowhere where everybody got their phones popped out talking about, you know, we didn't know that this could happen to us. Y'all better tighten up. That's all I'm saying. It's a way to do everything. I'm sorry. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming and shit. My bad. I spaz out sometimes. I'm working on it. You know, I see some of the things that they do that's simple because I'm around some of these little young people and I know that they just going to do what they're going to do. And again, I'm not condoning it. I swear that I think that every young person need to make billions with their mind. If you're doing hard labor, you have messed up somewhere. You need to be smarter than everybody who would be able to even hire you for a job. It's a way to do it, I'm telling you. I haven't clocked in since 1999. I wouldn't even know how to fill out an application. They'll look at me, tell me, put your name there. I'm like, put your name there. You know, I wouldn't get it. But it's a way to do everything, you know what I'm saying, to save yourself so that you stay out of these institutions and out of the people's faces that have a bunch of shit to say about you. That's all.
Yeah, I agree. You know, because these, I don't know what these people be calling themselves doing.
They don't know. They ain't been taught.
It's just sad. You know, and like I tell my children, you got every opportunity in the world. You young, make the best out of it. Look at my life. Don't make the same mistakes. Go by what I'm talking about. Go by what you see. Try to do better. And that's with all children. Try to do better than your parents. Be better than your parents. Don't compare yourself and don't be talking about, well, I did this better than you. No, I wanted you to do that better than me. So it's no comparison, you know. Stop comparing and do what you do. You know, be millionaires, be billionaires.
Right. And you know, my ego on goddamn Stone Mountain, so I don't care if you did say you did some shit better than me. That's between, you know, that's the argument between me and you. But I'm just saying, you know, I do agree that we do want y'all to do better than us, and that's the whole thing. I tell my children all the time, and I have a whole bunch of babies, right? But I wanted the babies. I didn't want the headache, so ain't no daddy in my face because I ain't got time for it. But I tell the children all the time that, you know, you can use your mind. You can use what you know. And everything that I'm going through this for you so you can see it firsthand. Don't trade places with me, Celia. Say your ass about the juke joint. I done went down to the juke joint and everything's for you. You ain't got no business down in the juke joint, silly. You don't know how they handle stuff down in the juke joint. Get your ass off down there. You ain't Harpo. God damn it. So this is what I say to the babies. Like, yo, I did all this. I did it so you won't have to. Use your mind. I'm trying to tell you. You can do that. I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, I just want them to be smarter. I want them to be smarter. I got children. I had one of my children could crack the code to my car and lock that mug, and the other child could crack the code and unlock it. And I didn't have either code. I'm trying to figure out how these children do more than I do. I'm like, what the heck? Give me the damn code. They're like, no, I'll figure it out. I'm like, no, I don't understand this shit. You know what I mean? But I'm with it. They are the information age children, so they have access to the same things now that a lot of these white folks had access to, and we didn't have it, so they can be smarter. You don't have to use, you know what I'm saying, stupidity. You can be smart and do this shit.
Right.
That's what I tell them. I tell the children, keep it real, man. Sign a business. Find something you like doing and that you're good at. You will never get tired of it, and do that. That's all you have to do.
And just like, you know, I know most parents, you know, put in the children's head, go to college, go to college. You know, get a college education. You know, but if you just go to school and get a skill, that's just it's equivalent. Because you can go to college and get a bachelor's and a master's and still work at McDonald's. If you go to school and get a skill, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be working on that job that's paying you $80,000 to $90,000 a year. Big difference.
It is. It is. And I will say this to the younger generation and the parents. If you know that you have a child that does not do well in school, that doesn't like school, just because you want that child to go to school doesn't mean that that's necessarily the right thing for that child. So when you get to school, you bumping around worse than you were in middle school and high school because you don't even want to be there. And I think that even with my situation, it was that way. I didn't want to go to college. I hated school, even though I did what I needed to do, stayed at the top of the line type stuff, but I didn't like it. So all I wanted to do was sing. But not following my first thought is what led it be that I was at college unhappy and my opportunities were missed here. You know what I'm saying? In the music arena, because I was doing some other stuff. And that's the only, like, regret that I have. Like, I was the first person in my family to go to college. Whoopity-doo. I didn't even like the shit. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have caught my trans with a skate or cut close. I didn't want to mess with these humans and their books just for me to go down there and find out, you know, that these professors looked at us as though we were less than. I walked up on two professors, dropped all my shit because I heard them talking. And they were talking, calling us niggas and all of that, saying they wish that they kept the niggas out of the institution and everything. So when they, you know, I'm scraping my stuff, picking it up off the ground, now they want to offer their help. I don't need your help. I'm one of them niggas you're talking about. I went to the dean, but see, this is too much. I shouldn't have even had to deal with it because I didn't want to be there. You know what I mean? I balled out in college. I ain't going to lie. I made hella money down there. And my house was the house to be. It was FaZe tournaments every weekend. I mean, that's just how it was. I didn't want to be in school. I really didn't want to because I realized long ago that 4-year institutions were now 5-year institutions, and that just because I made it through this one ring doesn't mean that that's going to be set up for me once I get finished, which means I'm going to have to work hard for the rest of those years if I really want just an average chance at the same thing that somebody cannot go to school and get the job for.
Right.
You know, and that's the whole thing of it. 347-850-1049 is the call-in number. If I have any callers on the line that want to chime in or if there's anything you want to add to the conversation, we're discussing the disconnect between the youth and the elders. If you want to chime in, push 1 on your keypad and I'll open up your mic and you can get in on this conversation. I've run into a lot of the youth, though, that have their head on tight. A lot of the youth that have just not been given certain tools that will help them go far. A lot of them want it, and they just don't have anybody to give it to them.
You know, I was just looking on Facebook, and they had this, they was talking about all the children that graduated this year. And they was talking about how many scholarships they gave out. They gave out over $300 million worth of scholarships this year for these children to go to college. And I think that's a great thing, you know.
Sounds good. Because when you got the Pell Grant frozen at $4,700, what is it, a quarter, a semester, all of these scholarships, the number sounds great. But how many of those children are going to receive scholarships so that they don't have a financial burden trying to pay their way through school? And if you get the Hope Grant, you can't even combine the Hope Grant with the Pell Grant. You know what I'm saying? So even though they're giving out these huge numbers, they're not covering the children's tuition that need it the most. They'll give you a few dollars towards it, but trust me, you're going to get out in major debt.
Yeah, you will. Because
the whole
thing
ain't set up for us. It's not set up for us. And we go in there and we go in there hoping, you know, that we have equal opportunity. I'm not saying everybody. Come on, everybody knows when you're in school how diligent you have to be. It's worse in college. There's nobody telling you write down your homework assignment, take your notes. When you have to do chapter 1 through 8 tonight, nobody's going to say anything to you when you don't turn your work in. And you will be able to say nothing to nobody when you get that F. They're not going to hold your hand. A lot of the schools are not preparing our children for college. And if you don't have study habits now, you are not going to make it in college. And that's the truth, but that's what they should be teaching us. And they should also be teaching our children about financial systems and banking instead of just sticking credit cards and stuff in their face and not teaching them how they're supposed to be managing it. These whole systems are not set up for us. If they wanted us to be on top, they would want more scientists and more doctors. All they want everybody to do now is work in a trade. You know, either you work in some plant, you work at somebody's fast food restaurant, or you work in hospitality at a hotel. It's the only thing that they're gearing up our children that are coming through these educational systems for. They don't want you creative. That's why they're taking all the creativity out of the schools. They don't want the music. They don't want you exposed to anything that has you thinking on your own. They want you to think inside the box that they have created for you. I, on the other hand, think that everybody needs their own business. You can go out and you can spend $500-$600 on what they call that shit, phone pilot, phone, whatever them shoes. You can spend all that money. Spend $150 on a business license. Get a business going. Start doing whatever it is you like doing for yourself. Pull yourself out of the arena. Otherwise, they're going to put all y'all together and call y'all slaves. It's going to be harder for y'all. They're going to work the shit out of y'all like mules. Get your own stuff in existence and then go after the money that's going to help you build your own business. Do it now. Y'all done graduated from school. Get a business license now. You ain't got to go through the arena that they're telling you. You don't have to. You just got to know what it is you want to do. You got an idea of what you want to do. You can create a business every year until you get it right. You do not have to go up under this thing that they're telling you, this umbrella of servitude for these people.
No, I agree.
They don't know.
You need your own, you know. And that's one thing I liked about Atlanta because, you know, they gave you the opportunity to create your own. And they helped you to create your own.
Right. They will open the avenues for you to do it. It is real easy, you know, and there's still an imbalance between black and white businesses per se, but you don't have to exist in that realm. It's just a matter of what it is you want to do. Learning business is the way because regardless of what you have going on this planet, there's always going to be business. Every time you take your dollars into a store to buy something, you're catering to somebody's business, somebody's idea that has actualized. And they're now able to get that energy, that fiat, them dead white people out your pocket. So instead
right.
of you just being a consumer only and only spending your money that you go out and you work hard and you slave for and giving it to these other people's business, create your own business so that they can be giving some of this fiat to you. We are consumers now, and we need to be teaching this to our children. Y'all are out every day in everybody's face, y'all in the mix. Of what's moving. So y'all will know what's happening. You can get in on that avenue and jump. And I'm telling you, you can run with it. You know what I mean? But like I say, a lot of us aren't being taught. We're just being told, you need to go get a job. You need to just go get a job somewhere. Go work somewhere. Meanwhile, Clorox is a billion-dollar industry. You cracking up them Clorox jars and putting them in them damn boxes, your ass could have some type of chemical, you know what I'm saying, or agent that can help bring something to this planet. They don't want y'all to think like that, though. They don't want you to make improvements on the products that they already have. There's so many ways to do it. You can get government contracts. You have your own business. You can know somebody that cut down trees for a living, and all he do is chop it up and throw it all away. If you know somebody that can chop turn this tree into toothpicks, you got a government contract you can get to supply toothpicks. But we don't know that. You don't have to work hard. These folks ain't working hard. They laughing at us while we work hard or while they work hard, because I ain't working hard either. I'm telling you about me. I ain't with it.
Me either.
I'm going to work smart.
I always work smart. I don't care what job I go on.
Right. I just look at how a lot of the white people set up these businesses and stuff, and they'll have these companies going, and then when their children get 18, 19, they just jump in into the company. We don't have that. We have jobs that we work on 20, 30, 40 years waiting on a retirement check that we complain about because we can't get all of it. And then we put our children right back in that same system, working 20, 30 years to build somebody else's business.
Right.
That's not how that goes. That's a disconnect that I don't like. I don't like that disconnect because it leaves the young people with nothing to do. They don't know. They don't know how to make a difference. They want to make a difference. They notice that stuff isn't right, but they don't know how they can have a hand in it.
Well, the first way you can have a hand in it, look what's going on around you. You know, get yourself involved in things that's going on around you. Have a voice in what's being done instead of sitting by silent.
Right. I think they're getting tired of it, though, because the youth that I talk, they all seem like something is about to maximum climax because they are all tired of it. Everyone has their own story, but everyone is they tired, and they're not trying to hear what's happening on this planet. They're not trying to hear all this disagreeable stuff that's going on. They ain't even trying to get with it. But we're supposed to protect them, though, because these younger generation, the teenagers now, are the ones that are supposed to be running this stuff. They're also supposed to be the ones that have been chosen to run this stuff. You know what I mean? But we haven't done our part. A lot of us parents haven't done our part. We have nothing prepared for them to do.
Right, right. You're right. They don't. They don't even take the time out to even try to teach them nothing. No,
right.
It's sad. It's really sad.
It is that the original gods on the planet have fallen into the last slot available. We were the ones that they worship, y'all. We were the ones. It's our images that they're trying to destroy the faces and the nose and the lips off of. It was us.
Right.
We're the original ones. We're the original gods of this planet. And the ones that now want you to be their slaves was once your slaves. But they lying to you about it. They want you to think that you came over here on some damn boat. That's a lie. You know what I mean? They were the slaves. We'll be doing that on a different show. Where's somebody wants to call in? If you have a comment, you can chime in real quick. You know, we'll go over until this more straight shutdown. I'm sorry, y'all. From now on, I'll schedule at least an hour or 2 hour show. If you want to call, if you want to have something to say or you got something to say, push 1 on your phone keypad, and I can open up your microphone. I was told that somebody wanted to get in on a discussion. I can't see you. Okay, well. We'll just keep it moving until this thing shuts down. I'm going to learn how to operate this switchboard and shit, y'all. Y'all know I didn't want to even do a radio show. I tell you, everybody around me, I'm allergic to humans. They make me itch. You know, however, this whole thing was I was told had nothing to do with me to go ahead and set it up because somebody somewhere needed this channel to be open.
Well, I believe that a lot of people need this channel to be open because a lot of people don't, you know, they want to sit back and complain, but they don't want to sit up and talk. This is the opportunity for you to express yourself, you know?
Right. I'm that one. I will give you a voice. Right. No judgment. And I even when it came down to the stuff that the schools were doing, I'm the one that'll be right in the principal's face and the board member's face like, no, this is not what the children want. You know what I'm saying? This is not how it's supposed to go. So I'm that one that will fight. Huh?
It was on the table.
What's the first three extensions of her thing? Because I don't see her.
Look, I don't know.
First three. I was told someone wanted to say something on the air, and I'm not able to see them in the call queue. What's the first three numbers of her phone number? Yeah, I don't know. I think that, you know, a lot of us could benefit, like you say, from even having a channel open because it allows me to know what the complaints are. Because I'm the one, I don't like the way the school system is run. I don't like the way the teachers talk to the students. I don't dig any of that stuff. I don't like when the teachers talk about the students and they think that parents are not in the school building. You know, I just don't like it. And I'm that one that will speak up against it. I'm that one that will send the letters, if needed, to the internal affairs and get them out there. I'm that one.
404-671.
Did you want in?
Hello.
404-671.
Hello, yes.
Hello, you're live on air. How you doing?
Hey, Umi.
Hey, I don't know why I wasn't able to see you push one on this thing, man. I don't know, man. I'm fucking up.
I haven't wanted to say something for the longest, but I agree.
I'm sorry. I'm working. I'm gonna get it right. What did you want to say, baby
okay.
girl?
And no, I agree what you're saying with the youth and that they're being very passive with everything that's been going on, especially as far as justice goes. Because everybody wants to be politically correct, but it's simply not that time anymore to be politically correct. Now you have to be correct as far as what's best for you. And
right.
I'm actually a part of this program called Project South, and we have our youth called YCAP, Youth Community Action Program, and we have this campaign that we have created called Team Up For Real. And it's crazy to me because we would have these things at the end of the month. We call them monthly BAMs, or building a movement assemblies or whatever. And we would have one at the end of every month, every last Saturday every month. And I would go out and do outreach in the school because it's right next to the school. Our building is right next to the school at Carver. And so I would tell them what Team Up For Real is about. And you would think that when the youth hear what it's about, they would want to come over and participate. But we can never get anybody to show up. And basically, Team Up For Real is our campaign against the funding for student resource officers on the campuses. Because they're spending $10 million plus more, because they add more to the budget, to have these student resource officers on campuses, and they're not doing their job correctly. Or they're too abrasive with their job.
Where's $10 million at?
Exactly. So when APS tells us.
That's not true.
Yeah, so my APS tells us that they're broke. They're not broke. They could give us better technology and more classes because we're also trying to fight the gate that's around the school. I don't know if you noticed, if you've been up there, but there's this big, huge gate around the perimeter of the school.
No, I was told about it. Omari was telling me about it. As a matter of fact, he had a vision about it beforehand.
Uh-huh.
And before any talk about it or any of that, he told me to pull him up out of there. He was like, something is getting ready to go down. I'm telling you, Umi, get me out of there. And he told me the vision.
Yes.
And then he told me, he said, they're putting up a gate around so y'all will be locked in the school.
Yeah.
And I know what comes after that. I know what comes after that. And it's not going to be a safe situation for anybody to be in that school.
Exactly. But and another thing what's crazy to me is with the gates where they're locking students in, instead of them worrying about why students are trying to leave campus, they're trying to get students back on campus. And then on top of that, when students feel like they want to leave, they feel like they can get a, they can arrest them for that because they're not in class or whatever. We're at Project South. We're trying to get them to realize that there are alternatives other than arresting a student because of they're not in class, and you putting them in the system for what? And you ruin their whole life just because they didn't want to go to class? Not everybody's set up for that the kind of curriculum they have set up in schools nowadays. Because you have some
right.
people who are more artistically inclined, some people who do math better than this and that, and instead of catering to the education, you know, that a child prefers, they just want to have this systemized thing. And this goes into the, I can't even think of the word, but this goes into, like, the systematic, you know, oppression that the world has been set up as. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything
right.
is a system now. Everything is a big old line. You know, you hear, and then you're there, and then you're in your grave. You're here, you're
right.
there, you're there, and you're in your grave. It's no
right.
leeway. There's no leeway for
right.
especially our race, especially us. And there's that
right,
prison,
right.
this food prison pipeline thing. That you are automatically in the system if you get into a fight. You're automatically in the system if you skip class. You're automatically in
right.
the system if you go home early and you have to get caught outside. And they got paddy wagons out there waiting for you.
See.
So I think that's really
yeah.
crazy
mm-mm.
how they run things
mm-mm.
at school on campuses. And you had a
See,
point when you said that,
Go ahead.
You had a point when you were talking. Well, you had a point when you were talking about that people learn differently. And when you think about it, like they put in your head that everybody has to be corporate. Everybody has to have the suitcase and the suit on and to be accepted in
right.
the world.
Right.
Everybody it has intelligence, and it comes in all different forms and shapes and, you know, colors and, you know, lifestyles and whatever. You could be a weedhead and be the smartest person in the classroom. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean
right.
that you're dumb and you're stupid, but they make you, they try to mold you into a certain type of person so they can, I don't know how, to, I really don't know what the word is. I forgot. Institutionalized, I guess that's the word.
Yes, that's exactly the word. That is exactly the word.
Yeah. So I think that's
yeah.
crazy, but not a lot of people's third eyes awakening to see that, you know, the bigger picture. Everybody just sees it, oh yeah, I'm graduating, you know, I'm doing this, da-da-da, but at the end of the day, what are you really preparing yourself for when you graduate?
Right.
What do you see yourself
because
doing?
Because they don't know. They don't know, but the thing is, and I would love to take this up again, you know what I'm saying, so we can have a show just on this, what's going on in the schools, and, you know, because there really is a pipeline being set up, and it's not just from school to jail. They actually set that pipeline up from birth. You know what I'm saying? At birth, they're doing
yeah.
certain things to you. You're not supposed to allow your children out of your sight when you have these babies. These doctors work for you. You do not have to allow them to take the baby from you because you cannot vouch for what they're doing when that baby is away from you. That's the first thing. And then we know about the chipping that's coming. The second issue is when, you know, with this containment in the school, all it takes is for one situation to come in where they have to call in Homeland Security. Like, for example, one of the schools in the Avon area supposedly had received a call. Well, it was a police station that received a call about the school and a potential bomb threat. There was no bomb squad at the school. There was Homeland Security at the school.
You know what I mean? There was nothing. There was it was just a silent thing. The children didn't even know. The children thought it was some type of drill, you know, that they were experiencing. And then there's another drill where they're holding up different circles, green, yellow, and red. Green says all the children are in the classroom accounted for. Yellow says I know where all my children are, but they're not all in the classroom. Red says everyone is not here. You hold these circles up, they're told, for the officers that circle the building to be able to tell who's in the classroom. And my thing is, that's not tornado, that's not volcano. You know what I'm saying? I don't get, that's not fire. I don't comprehend that certain you know, that thing. But what they're trying to do, and what is written that is going to happen, is there's going to be a time where you may be away from your parent in these institutions, and they will have these people show up at the school building and make you get on these unmarked buses or school buses they may even use. And there won't be anything that you or the parents can do about it. And you'll be taken to a non-disclosed location. That means these concentration camps that everybody is talking about, everybody, all these drills that they preparing for next month, y'all need to tune in. Y'all are closer. Y'all are out there. Y'all are around people. Y'all can tune in and plug in to what's really moving. You know what I'm saying? And for one of the teachers at that particular school to say to the students that, yo, y'all don't need to be in here. With the Republicans taking the house, y'all need to get out of here. Whatever that meant, y'all should not be in public school. They are not going to be what you think. They have instituted, you know, Satanism. They are instituting sex education for your kindergartners now. You know what I'm saying? And not just that, they can force vaccinate you if they wanted to. These are things that are already in law. If you don't have a vaccination waiver on file that says we do not immunize and you are found to not have had these vaccines that they just came up with, then guess what? They can come right to your school and the military will be the ones to do it. And they can vaccinate every child in there. It could be H1N2, A, B, C, D, F, G. They can mess the whole school up. And it won't be anything that you can do about it or the parents. You know why? Because the parents are allowing you to go there. They send these code of conduct book home, and all the parents sign their name, and I agree to this and I agree to that. But if you get into a fight, it's called battery and assault. If you raise your hand and say, hold up, officer, I didn't do anything, that's called a fray. They are running the system right in the schools on y'all. The food that you're eating is poison. Check it out. I dare you check it out. But if you try, if too many of y'all bring food from home to the school, they're going to shut it down. They're making it illegal for certain parents to even be able to send food to the schools. It's a whole pipeline. It's a whole thing. They want their slaves. That's what it is. They want their slaves, and they want y'all dumb. That no child left behind thing, it had nothing to do with saving everybody and making sure everybody was okay. No, that means if Johnny don't feel like coming to school 29 out of 30 days, then you can't go any further than what Johnny just learned before this nigga left. That's what that means.
Right.
That's just one of the things that it means. It also means that if you have a child that has a learning disability, that child now has to have medical proof first before the school can even test the child. And then when they come in with the information, you got to watch that child for 12 weeks, constantly surveying that child, constantly writing down everything about that child for 12 weeks before you can even get the necessary help or the IP for a child that just learns differently or for a child that's dyslexic. Or I might not hear you if you're talking to me. I don't need to sit in the back of the classroom because my vision is bad. You know what I mean? These are the things that we're having to deal with, and it's causing a domino effect on the children. And I know y'all are tired of it. That art school is not an art school, and I don't care who's pointing the finger at what. I went to North Atlanta School of the Arts, and that is not what that is. I want to go in there and just start doing the fame dance, but you know I missed that whole class on dance. I did the singing thing, right? But I want to just slide down the hallways and show the principal what the hell is supposed to be existing in the school.
Yeah,
I've never seen such in my life where there has a, it's the grown people causing a dissension between the four schools up there. It's grown people. The grown people that work there, I don't like her. I'm like, I'm a parent in the school. What if I, you know what I'm saying, What if I don't like the fact that you're doing that? You talking about each other like that, and what do you expect the students to do? When they all share in the same campus, that's crazy. You're creating enmity between the four schools on one campus. You crazy.
I agree.
And then you want to complain about it. Yeah,
I
and where's that budget? I never got the budget, and you know I'm on. You know I'm about to tell it. You know I'm the treasurer. the vice president. I'm sorry, I demoted myself. I'm the vice president, and I never got the budget. Where's the budget at?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why I didn't get the email so I could see where the money is going. So are you saying you need help, that you need a bigger stage, and the students don't have this, and the students don't have that? I haven't even seen what you do have.
Oh,
no one came to me and gave me anything.
Actually, people were part of my campaign or whatever. We actually had a round table with people from APS, and we had a round table with the principals from all the schools. Only like two of them showed up, and one from arts. The one from arts showed up, and our principal from my school showed up. And they actually, we actually did the round table as like a strategized thing. We weren't going to do no talking. We wanted to do all the talking and whatever, but we get information from them. And let me tell you, my principal was running his mouth. He said, he told us that they had received a lump sum of money, and guess what? He decided to do his part of the money.
What?
They decided to invest in hall monitors. What? People to sit, they pay people to sit in the hallway and watch the hall.
Man, you don't go.
And I'm talking about these are thousands of dollars that they're paying for people to sit in the hallway and watch the hall.
That's crazy. And that's which school?
This is HSR. I don't know. Dr. Pryor didn't say anything about the money. He didn't say anything about what. No, they actually said they paid for a school psychiatrist, and then they had money left over that they split between the four schools. And my principal told us that's what he spent some of the money on, hall monitors. He didn't say nothing about books or nothing, just hall monitors.
And you know what? When I spoke with Dr. Pryor, he said to me, now I observed, if you remember that big mayhem that went on up at the school, I don't know if you were there yet, but it was like 50, 70-something children fighting outside, and they were getting sprayed or tased or some old crazy shit was happening.
Yeah, I heard about
but
that.
I got word on it of it, and I'm at home, and the person that gave me word is on the other side of town. You know what I'm saying? So now we both coming up to see what's going on because, you know, our diamond's up there at the school. I ain't with that. You know, I'm just not with it. So when I got to the school, in the midst of all the stuff, I was told that they didn't even know what was going on, and I found that hard to believe. I said, how can you not know what's going on? And I'm on the other side of town, and I know what's going on. Do you know what they're planning tomorrow? You know, so as I'm sitting there, and they escorted me across the hall to talk to whatever that big dude name is that looked like one of them cartoon characters on Fat Albert. But anyway, I'm in the room talking to him, and he's giving me excuse after excuse after excuse. And while he's sitting here, the parent that's with me opens the door just to see mayhem outside in the hall. The teachers are there, but the teachers don't care. And some little boy put his hands on a girl's private area in front of the parent, and the parent went off. She was like, is this what you teachers do? You just going to turn your head like you didn't see that? You know, so we are there and able to see what's going on. And that's when I got the real deal that those teachers don't want to do it. They don't want to monitor. They can stand in the hallway and make sure everybody is doing what they want to do, but they don't want to. And I was there, and that whole house, when I tell you was lit, it was lit, and I couldn't comprehend that. We couldn't even have a conversation because of the chaos. And that's when he said that some of the teachers are not cooperating. You know, so that's where the breakdown is coming in. And I'm saying, and again, it's the grown people. When I heard about there was dissension between the four schools, because I had no knowledge of that, it was through grown people. I'm walking around on the campus that I can hear people talking. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying, why are you doing that? And why would you say that in front of the students? You know, what kind of – so you're creating a hostile environment. And then you're punishing the students for being in this hostile environment. You know I'm going to tell it like it is, right?
Uh-huh.
You know I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell it like it is. You're creating this situation, and then you're punishing these children, you know what I'm saying, for this situation. And I'm going to say it again. When I first sat down, when I was first put in this seat, because I didn't ask for this seat, you know, I stay away from all humanistic bullshit, right? When I was put in this seat, I spoke to Dr. Pryor, and I said, send me an email. Because, nigga, I got a life already. You know what I'm saying? Now you want me to help you clean up this stuff. Send me an email of what it is that is happening in the budget. And we had a meeting, and he looked me in my face and told me certain things. Okay, then send me the email, and let me see what I can do to help you. And, again, I didn't get an email. Yeah, y'all want to keep putting me on the board and putting my name over here and putting my name over there. Where are the documents that I'm asking you for? So I'm not showing up at your meetings and stuff because I don't know what you're working with. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing any of that.
Yeah.
Y'all going to keep doing that, but if my name come up, I'm going to have a problem. If my name come up on some shady sideways stuff that y'all doing, I'm going to have a problem because you did not do what you said to me that you would do, which is get me that email, and I have to keep asking you and asking you and asking you, and you still not sending it. That says to me that there's a little more going on than you thought I would care to look into. Misappropriation of funds, I take serious when I have children that need to be, you know what I'm saying? They need all electronics in their hands. Everything that's going on, this school need to be providing. There's four campuses up there. And he said to me that all the money had to be divided between the four campuses, and it's never enough. So if you want me to have input on bringing money in, at least show me what you're doing with it. And I didn't get that.
I agree.
You know, and it's not cool. It's not cool. But fencing around the school, I don't agree with it. You crazy as a mug. Everybody can't free run, and that's not cool.
But see, the only,
you know,
the only reason
cool.
why people, the only reason why they're getting away with it is because there's a big disconnect between the parents, the students, and then the administration. There's a big disconnect because they feel like, okay, they're powerful. I just put it the other way and not do anything. I'm not going to. But do you not understand that you are the reason why they have a job? You are the reason why they're in the school and they're working. You have that power to put them in there. You have that power to put them out. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. So your voice does count. What you do does count. They won't have a job without you.
Right. You're right
they
about it. You know what I mean?
They check. Yeah.
What he said to me was that there's strength in numbers. He said to me that what's missing is the numbers of the parents. You know what I'm saying? That's what his thing was. It has to be a certain number, that it's only a certain amount of money that's appropriated to do certain things, and the numbers that I heard were utterly ridiculous. I'll spend that on my own by mistake. You know what I'm saying? So I don't comprehend how this is supposed to suffice for something that's supposed to bring people out to the school. So, I mean, it's just a lot going on, and I think that there's only so much that can be said. This is just from me to you. I don't think they can talk about what's really going on, even though they can see what's going on. They can't say it. But if enough parents get close enough, then we, too, can see what's going on, and we can be the voice that can say it while they still get to keep their jobs. You see what I'm saying? Because certain ones of them do need to be in position, but it's deeper than that. It's real deep.
But see, they'll sit there and have these town hall meetings and won't even tell nobody about them. We had to find out. We people throughout in our campaign and stuff, like, we always keep our ear out for town hall meetings and stuff like that. We literally have to hear from the grapevine that they're having a town hall. We had to send one of our own out just to find out. That they're having town hall meetings. When that should be a public thing.
Right,
because
they don't want you there. They don't want you there. They don't want you, the members who live in the town, to show your face or your voice or what's happening in the town. They only want their faces in the town so they can make move what they want to move because they're the only faces there. While they continue to overlook the majority, not minority, the majority of the individuals that live in that town. You're right. The school is not what it used to be. It's now a part of the whole new system that they set up. So those teachers that you're looking at, not a lot of them are not even qualified to teach y'all. When they send y'all those documents home and say you can go online and look at the teacher and see, if you go and look, you'll see that this person used to teach basketball to the second graders, and now they up here teaching physical science, and you ask a question, and they mad at you because you asked a question that they don't know how to answer. But they can't tell you that because it'll be an embarrassment on themselves and this whole suck institution that they have, you know, so they just play you to the left and make it look like you the problem. See, I see all of that that's going on. And it's four campuses
that was a
up
big
there.
Problem.
There's no reason.
That was a big problem at McNair that we were having. We had a lot of teachers who were not there, and then they would just throw any old teacher in there to take place. Like, you go months without a teacher, and then they'll just throw somebody in there near the end who's not even qualified to teach. That's a waste
right.
of taxpayers' money.
Right, but we don't
mad.
Know that.
Yeah.
I have another caller that wants to get in. 678-857. You're live on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Amari.
Wait. Say it again, caller. Okay, your mic is open.
Peace and blessings to phase one.
What's going on with you? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
All right, well, I'm doing great. I'm listening to, it's a very hearty, very full, sad conversation going on. And it's a lot of facts being spoken. And I did realize that the main thing that we're talking about now is how has the disconnection between the elders and the youth reached the school system, which is what it's supposed to teach us. You know, so we're just supposed to lead us up to being elders, right?
Right.
Well, I agree with that, and I think the simple thing that we're not looking at is the answer always being simple. It's always a simple answer. It's always a simple fix to a situation. It's always a simple fix to a problem. And one of these problems that I experienced at arts is the whole thing was I was supposed to go to early college, but I saw the word arts, and I thought this was going to be a good opportunity for me to actually go in and express myself, you know what I'm saying, be artistic, bring my music, bring my style. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, fame. I thought it was going to be all of that, but I realized it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? That they didn't really
right. It should
care so much about the arts anymore. Because if you think about it, everybody was strong at that school at one point. You know what I'm saying? I was told the music, everybody was strong. It was a good environment. You know what I'm saying? When you have more arts, you actually have that, you know what I'm saying, that rigor with the academics as well. Because you actually, you know what I'm saying, you're waiting to get to that next class. So you're going to work. You're going to have that exuberance. You're going to want it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And
away.
It's exciting. It makes school fun. I'm telling you, I have fun every day in school.
And you know what I noticed? They didn't really pay attention. They didn't pay attention to proposals. Not at all. Like even when we had the town hall meetings that Nautica said we had to find out from the grapevines, even when we brought our proposals. I had one simple proposal that I even proposed to my principal. That's because he always asked us the question, which showed a sign of weakness. He always asked, what can we do to save our school? You know what I'm saying? But I was in ninth grade when I got there, you know what I'm saying? This wasn't my school. This was their school. When I got there, that's
right.
how it was when I got there. You know what I'm saying? Which means that they didn't fix it before the ninth graders got there. So they basically put it off on us, but then they didn't want to hear us. I said a simple answer. You want to save an art school, play music. Play music on
right.
intercom. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We had a situation where two females got into it first period. They held it out toward lunch. But if you would have played music, you know what I'm saying, which actually affects people's serotonin, which allows you to feel good, which allows you to feel positive, which actually moves you into better mood, you know what I'm saying? If you would have actually played that music during transition, they would have probably forgot about the fight. They probably would have forgot about the whole beef and everything. You know what I'm saying? But they don't want the simple answers. It's a simple answer to most of these problems, a simple answer to most of these situations that we have.
Oh, wow, the caller's call dropped. Nautica, what happened to you? Okay, maybe she'll call back in. But, yeah, I think it was interesting, you know, that she brought that part up, that, you know what I'm saying, that nobody is being told about the town hall meeting, but of course not. And as you saying, you know, when you see it going on, they're not interested in what you got to say when you get there. That shows you that
right.
they already have in their mind what they want to have in existence. Even when it comes to the school, it's already written what they're going to do. And if enough people aren't making a fuss about it, they don't have to change. They can listen to you all night long. They can hear you talk, you know what I'm saying, but they don't have to make a budge on it at all. And that's the sad part about it.
And right, you know, a thing that I mentioned yesterday was that grand word, you know, saying that we're going to have to really learn how to put into play, which is initiative. Because after I realized that, you know, these people are not going to listen to me, their whole goal is they got to make a living. And people don't realize, you know what I'm saying, if teachers really care that much about your knowledge, that much about your education, they wouldn't get paid for it. There's a lot of things that people get paid for these days, you know what I'm saying, if there was no money, you know what I'm saying, they wouldn't be there. And a lot of the teachers want to tell us, oh, it ain't about a check, we don't get paid enough, but if the check wasn't there, you wouldn't be there. You get what I'm saying? So
and
the initiative
that's
is...
True. And then the other side to that would be, though, if we did care about the teachers, and this is just my stance on it, if they care about the type of information that the children are being fed, they would pay these teachers what they're worth. Y'all are the jewels of the future. So where does it get off that a teacher is supposed to be, their pay is equivalent to somebody who works at the store up the street? I don't think that that's fair. I don't think it's fair. And I think that there should be a weaning out process. That people should not be allowed to just work there just because it's a job. But I also know that they are putting people into place that are not caring about the children. These people are being put into place. And if you look deep into their history, you'll see that they have either some type of PI or some type of connection to the law. They are putting people in as y'all teachers.
Yeah, but that's the only thing. Parents don't get paid to teach. You know what I'm saying? Parents don't get paid to teach. If
right.
These teachers are the valuable teachers that we're speaking of, you know what I'm saying, they know that their job is way bigger than a check. Their job is way bigger than Benjamin Franklin's, or, you know what I'm saying, or written numbers down on a paper or a card. Their job is way bigger because you're literally in charge of making sure that that child is ready to move on to the next level or the next grade. That's why they had it set up that way. It's bigger than a check. You know what I'm saying? These
right.
people that don't get paid. Parents don't get paid from the moment that their child is born to raise their child. They actually have to spend more money out to raise that child.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not too
right.
concerned about how a teacher feels about their check, because in this day and time, it's not about a check, especially with money being about to be void. If there was no money, are you telling me that you wouldn't teach me? Which means that I can't trust you, because the amount of money that you're getting paid, it affects your efficiency. And that can't work for me. And that can't work
right.
for my generation. It can't work
right,
at all.
Right, but that's
the
majority of the teachers now. That's the majority of them. And I remember when y'all, certain ones of y'all would be saying, oh, she was a good teacher, or he was a good teacher. You know, he got fired for something stupid, or she got fired for something stupid. But then you had these racist teachers who can be in here, blatant racist, you know what I'm saying, by the way, who can be allowed to continue to work, and you know they don't like it. You know what I'm saying? There's a lady, Miss Nixon, at the other school, and I know she don't like black children. How do I know? Ask me how I know. The way that I know is because I was on the phone with her, and she mistook me for somebody else. Because
right.
I'm able to speak correct grammar in a conversation with you, and because I allow you to know that there are certain things that my family and I do not do, although we still have the Nubian skin tone, you know, because I say those things to you, you think I am one that you can open your mouth and say whatever you want to say. So you do, and I listen. So I know that you don't like the little black children. You want to call them niggas, but you don't know if I'm that cool with you. You know what I'm saying? And then before it's all over, when you see I'm slapping you around, and I really want to go up there and really slap you around because you put your hands on my son. You grabbed him by his hair, and you slapped him in his face, and you pushed him into the board. You did certain things even after you were put on notice to keep your hands off of him because I know you don't like him. So I want to come slap you around even to this day. But I slap you around with a pen. So you lie. You know what I'm saying? You bother him. He's out of your class. You know, so I see how y'all do stuff. You still bother him, though. You torture him, and you still there. That's the thing. You still allowed to be there. Y'all are, even if you got certain teachers that are talking gang, you know, they're still there. Why they not leaving? And how do I know? And I'm a parent. And you can say that these people work there, and they're saying that they don't know. No, these people are put there. They're put there to watch and monitor the amount of chaos that is happening in these school systems. They're put there as watchers. to watch and document every little thing that you do that they say that is wrong so that they can put you in the hands of the court. That's what's happening now. I've been walking right through it with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I've been telling y'all the whole time. Every time they do something, I let y'all know. Every time
you know what's
something
so
happens.
You know what's so funny? My teacher, Miss Hill, I would always ask her. I would always ask my teacher. I'd be like, yo. You know, so she would say she cares about the students a lot. She cares about us so much that if we have a situation and a student that doesn't want to learn, she's going to make sure they get the tribunal. You know what I'm saying? If we have a student that doesn't want to come to class, she's going to make sure they get the tribunal. You know what I'm saying? If we got a student that fights all the time, she's going to make sure they get a tribunal. And I always noticed that she would say that all the time. She was always documenting something. She always had her documentation. She loved to tell us how much she had documents, how she would keep documents.
Right.
And I asked her, I said, if you're really here, you know what I'm saying, for us, then how come you're not making it so that child wants to come to class? When he comes in and see you, and everybody, and the conversation, it's funny that you said that. The conversation even erupted amongst my peers and at one point, and we say, yo, she fed. So she is definitely fed. Because it's like it was all in her face, emotions, you know what I'm saying, straight to the point, and it wasn't all care. It was always like, you know what I'm saying, she always documented, she was always watching, she was always talking about what's going on in other classes.
Right.
Even when the seniors had already graduated, just chilling out, she's always talking about how they're not doing anything. Man, they're done. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So we do have officials, we do have feds, and I got to say, the most important thing was that the parents, as in the generations before me, were educated, because now you have the opportunity and the ability to educate your own. You know what I'm saying? You have that ability. Some people, you know what I'm saying, don't have that ability. They're not noticing that they didn't take advantage of it. But now you're going to need it, because if we have situations in the school, especially that of they building gates around now, and it's not just
one school.
It's
not an if, it's when. Yeah, it's a when that it's going to happen. And now I wanted to ask you.
Everything is happening for a reason, because they know
that
it's coming to a point where people have become less and less educated. People have become less and less motivated to be in school. I myself could care less about this school system. You know what I'm saying? But you can't go around saying that, because they think you're ready to drop out. The thing is, it's become made like a prison system. You know what I'm saying? Where this says institutionalized, she's right. That is the word of the day, because they're going to make sure that you're getting those bag lunches, you're getting the same thing they eat in prison, you know what I'm saying, you're getting the same thing that they're getting, you're getting slammed on your neck, you're getting slammed, you know what I'm saying, on your face, you can't fight, and you're getting charged with grown, you're getting charged, how is my middle school brother able to be charged with 7B? What's 7B? Super bad
in advance. What is that shit? Where does that come from?
You can't say,
and then he was being
say,
jumped up by an actual gang in the neighborhood. This is that sick stuff that I be talking about. Now I'm about to get mad. He was approached by boys that were claiming to be a part of a gang in a hallway in school. And you going to tell me that because he has to fight off of all these boys and he's whooping their ass and he got brothers. He has brothers that see him in trouble. And because now he's fighting off these boys that he has to be charged with some whatever 7B is, you don't get up off the boat with that shit. Come on, these are little children. But nobody said anything to them little boys about claiming to be a part of a gang. Nobody said anything.
Because,
them little boys were still allowed to be in school.
The boys are a part of their agenda. It's a part of their journey, you know what I'm saying? We think one thing I just said to somebody in the group chat that was speaking, when he came on speaking, he said some things about what's up, my bloods, where my bloods at, and he started putting the stuff on there, you know what I'm saying? My thing was, you're a part of something that has been literally misconceived as success. It's been misconceived as success, and it's brought nothing but tragedy, and that's everything that America is built on. You know what I'm saying? Misconceived as success and brought nothing but tragedy. How they got the land. It was misconceived as success, and it brought nothing but tragedy. You know what I'm saying? How they won all the wars. Misconceived as success. How is killing off, you know what I'm saying, 1.5 billion people a success? You know what I'm saying? That's a fail. You just literally knocked off 1.5 billion lives, and you think it's not going to be a counteraction. You know what I'm saying? To every action,
and that's what the whole thing is. That's what that energy is. Those beings feel as though they can do whatever they're going to do, and there's no retribution for it. That's what they think. And even though it appears now to be a success, for them it's going to end in a tragedy. That's the way that it's written, and that's the way that it's going to be, because truth be told, a lot of us are waking up. A lot of us are able to see what's going on. Yo, something ain't right. We got earthquakes bouncing all around this mug, or something ain't right. This teacher, you know what I'm saying, is walking around looking like a robot. You know, or something just ain't right. Everybody is able to see that something isn't right, and I pay attention to the youth, and y'all are in the schools, and y'all are around these humanoids. Y'all are around these robots, these cyborgs they got in the schools teaching y'all. Y'all can see what's going on. Y'all can tell me the ones that are egging on these fights instead of breaking it up. Y'all can tell me the ones that are sitting and huddle after the fight and laugh about it so that the other children can hear it, which further causes a situation. You know, it's all set up and orchestrated to be this way. But they're going to plan a situation where they're going to entrap these babies. And I remember they was going to try to force vaccinate all the children with the H1N1 vaccine when we were in Athens at their school. And I, because I am who I am, I contacted a nurse and I said, yo, if anything like that is about to go down, I'm going to need to know beforehand. And my children's going to need to miss school that day. You know what I'm saying? Because certain things I don't do. And if you're telling me that it's going to be a forced vaccination, I don't want any parts in that. And I made her promise to me, and she was on it the next day. And what we found is that the sheriff department stood up and said no, they would not have that going on for their children in their school, because a lot of the sheriff's children attended these schools. And that's what deaded it. That's why it stopped, because they were going to start it right there in Athens. See, it's been a plan to do things to you. They're doing it through the food. They're doing it through the milk. I heard that Moo milk, it has some other stuff in it. It's a lot of stuff going on. I remember my children coming home with ink pens, ink being served to them in their food, and they seeing the pens and they saying something and they getting suspended for talking. My son said he saw the ink pen floating in that little chicken shit they were serving the children. And he pointed it out to the lady, and the lady just stirred that shit up. And when he told the principal, he got suspended because he didn't want to even eat the stuff. And he told the other children not to eat it because he saw the pen causing a disruption. Cafeteria disruption. And when I come and I talk to the principal, she's looking at me sideways, but she know and I know what time it is. But this is what y'all are doing to our children. And it's documented. I said, this one has to go in the book. This has to be written down. I have to issue a formal complaint right now about this situation. This one has to be written that I've seen you, that y'all are putting shit in the children. And I remember the babies were sick. All the children at the school got sick right after that. King was sick. Everybody that used to come around, everybody got sick. Yeah, you're going to blame it on some other stuff. It's a whole system, and they're trying to get y'all, and I know it, and they know it. And they're going to use the schools to do it.
And knowing is definitely half the battle, you know what I'm saying? I told people, and I've been telling people for a long time, I don't know how many people are still listening, how many people are still tuned in, but you're going to have to come to a realization sooner or later that the only way you're going to win, the only way we're going to win is if we're not a part of this world and if we're not a part of this society. And that's going to be the hardest thing to do.
In the world, but not of it.
And it's not even
in the world, but not of it.
You're going to literally have to pull out of this plan. You're going to literally have to pull out, because the thing is, this is a dying system. Systems die. It was new. It was born anew and a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? They made sure that they fed it with enough blood. You know what I'm saying? Enough blood that was spilt that it was actually able to move, be exuberant, and
right,
have energy. With all the blood that
right
was spilt, it was a monster that was
right
fueled by the blood, a monster
right
that was fueled by the losses, the tragedy, the monster that was fueled by the stepping of the Native Americans on the ground. That monster was it was fueled. You know what I'm saying? But
right
it's dying now. And the only way that you
right
want to survive, you know what I'm saying, is if you're not in the way when it falls. That's the only way. If you got somebody fat falling in front of you, you better move out of the way or you're going down with it. And people don't want to hear that.
Right.
People don't want to hear it, man. You can't use their money no more. You don't want to hear that.
Right.
Why are you still using their money? Their money got the faces of the people that oppress you, and you using their money. You know what I'm saying? You can't be up in their whole videos. You can't be up in their whole sex, you know what I'm saying, sex slaughter, you know what I'm saying, murder. You can't be up in there. Oh, you're going to be dying with them, because that's the only thing that they can be
right
ran on is blood, slaughter,
right,
sex. That's the only thing they can use. They don't have a soul, so they have to use adrenaline rush to keep them hyped. They don't have a soul.
Right.
We have a burning fuel anyway. My whole thing is, And this is all due, you know what I'm saying, respect to everyone that plays a larger part, you know what I'm saying, Devon, but the only way we're going to win is if people are literally willing to start from the ground up. And you know how many people you're going to have to reach to say, yo, you literally have to let go of everything you know. And it's hard enough to tell the Christians, you know what I'm saying, it's hard enough to tell them how they've been lied to their whole life. Now you got to tell everybody, no matter what religion, you got to tell everybody, right, no matter what way of life, that you cannot be a part of their system or you lose with them. The smallest attachment to the planet Earth, the smallest attachment to this world makes you lose. How many people really ready to accept that? Coming from a 16-year-old, right, you know, this can't be something that I just picked up off the ground and say, yeah, it works. This is in my DNA. It's happening to me. You know what I'm saying? If we're gonna be leaders, and I'm talking to all my youth that's listening, we're going to have to start this whole – this revolution is going to have to start with us. And this does not have to be a bloody revolution where we lose like 30 – you know, we're going to lose that blood every time. We're going to lose that war.
Right.
We're going to lose that bloody war every time. Every time. Martin Luther King, we lost so many people that they didn't even mention. Malcolm X, we lost a lot of people they didn't mention, and we're still going through it. This is not a fight for our civil rights. It's not a fight for us to sit at a restaurant. Why would we want to sit at a restaurant? Your mama and papa got one around the corner. This is not what this fight is
and
about.
And her food tastes
about
better. Shit.
And it definitely tastes better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not about our place in the Constitution. It wasn't written for us. The preamble rules you out. It wasn't about you from the beginning. And we know this.
Right.
And we willingly get down on our knees and beg them to keep enslaving us. That's backwards. That's internalized oppression. It's backwards. All I'm going to say is, I don't lose. With every life that I ever lived, every existence I ever had, I'm not a loser. My name is Omari. It means God, the highest. And guys don't lose, and the highest definitely don't bow down. You know what I'm saying? You got to get with the program or you lose with it. No excuses anymore.
Everybody should feel that same way. Everybody should feel that same way. If we could all feel that same way about ourselves, then they would not be able to break you. This society would not be able to send any of its tools at you. They don't want you to be that way. They want you to bow down to them. They want you to be on your knees praying and asking for help and waiting for something and somebody to come and help you. They don't want you to see yourself as a god. I don't care what nobody say. Is it not written in your law that I said ye are God and all of you are children of the Most High? They don't want you to see yourself like that because you'll sit on your own seat and nobody will be able to take you off of it. And when you get there, people have a problem with you being there. They would come on down here with me, play with me down here in this little mud. Now, hell no. Get up here with me. Get up here and see how this stuff is moving. This whole system is meant to break you.
We have approached and entered a time where the true words have never been spoken. Many are called. Few are chosen. Many are called. Few are selected. We're not going to beg you to get it together. Because there are people who are getting it together. And I heard somebody mention that as soon as those people that are getting it together get it together, they're the ones that need to, they'll fall in line. You know what I'm saying? They're going to fall in line. They're going to get it together as well because we need those people that are willing to take that stand. It's not about my life. It's not about my life, especially while I'm here. Now, if I was landed somewhere else on planet Area 59 where everything was good and they didn't eat animals and everybody was living how they were supposed to, then I could live. But now I have to find something to die for, and this is worth it. You know what I'm saying? This is worth it. This is definitely worth it. If we can't say this
as something to live for, because even that is a choice. You know what I'm saying? To have this ease is a choice, and that's one thing they don't want you to know. It's not about that. You have to die. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to if you can conquer it. If you knew that you were only actualizing 10% of your brain capacity, what does the other 90% do? If we will all vibrate there and be working on ourselves to raise self higher, then this whole thing will shut down faster, and it'll be better for us. You don't have to look at it as something to die for. It can be looked at as something to live for, because I plan on living and seeing what happens after this whole shit shifts. And it's happening already. All you got to do is plug in to what nature is doing. All you got to do is look at to what they even are willing to show you. If you don't trust the U.S. shit like me, I like other people's stuff, then look at the other countries and what they're putting out about what's happening to the stability of this continent that we have. Look at that. While we're worried about other things and we want to work and we want these clothes and we want these shoes, why don't we think about what's happening to the ground underneath us? We don't know that. We don't know that. We don't have to listen to what we're being told because there's some other things that are going on. You don't know if where you're living at is on a fault zone or not. That's dangerous right now. You should know that. And not only that, you should be taught that in school. The teacher should be able to say that to you, and they're not able to. And that's dangerous. It's dangerous at a time where the whole planet is rolling right now. Everything is going on in this haywire, and they're not teaching you the proper things in these institutions. They want you to keep going every day, like every day is just like yesterday, and tomorrow never comes. You know what I'm saying? But they're not showing you what's really happening. It's an orchestrated plot. And they're now using it. They're turning the students against each other. They want to turn your four schools against each other. And y'all are all going to be out here living amongst each other once you graduate. So why see that enmity? They said I will put enmity between the serpent seed and the woman seed. And that's what's happening. And they're using these institutions where we trust our children to be taught. And y'all are not being taught. I looked at the educational, you know, the numbers that they give for the grading of how, you know, your curriculum is. Man, y'all, man, whatever. I think early college is like number 31. You know what I'm saying? And it goes all the way to like 500 or 100. You know what I'm saying? Some old crazy crap. You know what I'm saying? But they're not even teaching you the right things, and the four schools are not being taught the same things, and they're degrading you based on the curriculum. And that's not fair. So they're going to dumb you down, and then they're going to eliminate you, or they're going to cause a situation that causes you to eliminate yourself by not thinking.
You know,
they don't want you,
know you
thinking.
You know what I say to everybody
they don't
that's
want
around
you
my
thinking.
Age? Everybody that's around my age, at this point, you know what I'm saying, you should by now come to realize that a lot of the things that they're teaching us in the school system have exactly nothing to do with us. If you already come through the mask, if you've already seen how to add, subtract, and you know a little about his story, you know what I'm saying, then if I can speak, forget the education. We don't need it anymore. We don't need it. You know what I'm saying? We got it as far as we can right now. We really do not need the education because their education is not going to help our revolution. It's not. You know what I'm saying? This is something bigger than ourselves. We're dealing with something that says we forget a whole system. We literally got to brainwash ourselves in order to win.
Let me tell you real quick what they have instituted just for that point right there. If you homeschool your children, this is as of 2008, and when I say homeschool, I'm not talking about a public school curriculum. I'm talking about you actually go to school box, you buy the microscopes and the telescopes like I did, you get the science kits and all of that stuff, and you teach your children yourself, not according to any of the state's curriculum requirements. You are considered a terrorist.
Well, are we scared of being considered a terrorist?
As of 2008, you are. No, I just want to put that out on record because I know that a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know. Now, if you go and you homeschool your children and you use a public school curriculum, they're not going to bother you. But the truth of the matter is you're still using their curriculum. It's better than going to the school because they will definitely send you a lot more than you will ever get in anybody's classroom, and that's for real. You'll have all the tools that you need and connections with people who have also pulled out. They have treasure hunts. They have all kinds of things that these schools are not giving you. But, however, it's still a part of their curriculum. But at least if you're at home, you can do the bare requirements and still institute your own curriculum. You do not need to be in the gates of these places. That's what I'm saying. And then we got the principality, like my son said, the principality of darkness is at the gate. That's the principle. You know what I'm saying? And the teachers is the demons that work there. Those are your imps. They don't work for y'all anymore. The teachers used to be on the side of the students. They're no longer on the side of the students. They're on the side of that system now. You may find one or two that might let you know a little something here and there. And if you run close with that one, you'll be able to be guided through that system. But it's sad that it has to be that way. They're going to use that whole public school system to shut everything down. That's what they're planning, your destruction in that system. That's what they're planning. They don't want y'all on this planet at all. It's not about just being slaves and working in there. It's not even just about what they're talking about as far as the FEMA camps go. They want y'all in them coffins that's down there in, what is it, Madison, Georgia. They want you gone. They don't want you here. None of the youth. They don't want any of you here. Because y'all are the ones that's supposed to be running everything. They don't want you to have that. They don't want the guys to have their hands on it.
We the ones running around in a sun cycle now. That's who we are. I got people.
Yeah.
I got Ramadan. I got Omari. I got Bishop. We run around with our middle fingers up. I'm out here right now. You can't see me good because I'll probably be in trouble. But I'm out here with my middle finger up. You know what I'm saying? My middle finger's up to their light post. My middle finger up to their mailbox. My middle finger up to their civilization. My middle finger up. I'm saying she must come down, and she will come down because that's how well it goes. And as long as I got that the children with me, as long as the children are with me and saying this is ours and we take it back, it's going to be that way. It's going to happen. And we're not asking them for anything anymore. We're not asking them for the right to not be afraid. You know what I'm saying?
And this
we're not
is the point where, to tie back in, this is the point where I would say that the elders' connection to the youth is important. Because, you know, the elders are the ones who have had the time and the wisdom. You know, they have all of the wisdom. They do. And if we are able to connect the youth to the elders, we can receive the wisdom that they have to give. And if you are, you need to not be out there.
I'm coming in.
If you are connected enough to the elders so that you can receive the information, then you can apply that to what you already have and make your own decisions. But make your own decisions with applied wisdom. That's the difference.
Yeah.
If anyone else wanted to get in on this show, you know, push 1 on your keypad. And I'll know that you want to say something.
Yeah, it's all good, though. It's all good. In due time, you know what I'm saying, we're going to realize that we had the opportunity. Either we took it or we didn't. But it's in due time. But like I said, I didn't come here to lose. I didn't come here to agree with them. I didn't come here to side with them. I didn't come here to be a Martin Luther King. I didn't come here to do that. My job is not to lead you back into a cycle. My job is to get you thinking so far outside of the box that you see a circle when you look at it. That's my job. That's a youth job. That's what it should be. And that's what I'm raising.
That's what I was about to say. It's not just for you, because you and a few others feel the same exact way, and I know that there are others. You know, I know that there are. And when Nautica was on the line and she was saying certain things, you know what I'm saying, she was on point with that, that even down to being willing to want to know about what's going on around you, you know, things that are in place for you to be informed. But I realized even with that, that it's not going to be everyone, because many are called, a few are chosen. But the question that is asked is, how do you become chosen?
You become
chosen by choosing yourself, right? And once you choose yourself, it becomes your business to know. You want to know the truth about this walk. Every one of us that's on this planet has been fed a bunch of lies. And it's sad, you know, and once you find out the truth, you'll go through that period of anger. You know what I'm saying? You'll go through that period of having constant confirmation where it's shown to you over and over again. And then people will start to come and further confirm it.
And you know, it goes into the Adam and Eve, their whole situation. You know what I'm saying? Of course, people have been, you know, quote unquote, lied to. But even in the garden, you had Nakasha, you had the serpent, what they called the snake. And when he came to Eve, you know what I'm saying, he offered her something. He offered her the food, or he offered her that knowledge. He offered her opportunity, which means it's always been there. You know what I'm saying? It's a choice to either say that you were lied to, you were beguiled, you were tricked,
or you just didn't see it. You just didn't know. You ignored it. And the state of ignoring something is being ignorant.
Yeah, Eve didn't know. Eve didn't know the law. She didn't know.
That was just a metaphor. Eve